This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So we're lying down, me and Mike.
Tyson.
Yes. We have both been knocked out simultaneously.
Double punch.
Double punch. This was back when it was like King of the Ring boxing.
Yes.
Where you are fighting a guy and then anyone can like slide into the ring.
If you're in the audience and you think you could beat either guy up,
mm-hmm.
you're fully within your rights to jump through the ropes and just start punching.
In the back of the head.
Oh, yeah. The knockout spot.
So basically, we're fighting, and I can hear as we're fighting the whole crowd game planning.
Right.
To jump in at once.
Uh-huh.
I can just hear it. No one's really paying attention to the fight.
And this is what I think this is part of why they stopped doing this format,
yeah.
is that a lot of times you would be in the audience, you would go, well, I know I can't beat that guy up. But uh-huh. you look down your row and you go, guys, if we all go at the same time, I think we got a shot. And it's really not within the spirit of yeah. the King of the Ring.
And who's in the audience but the freaking Pikey?
Say it ain't so.
The Pikey's there. And I'm like, okay, great. So obviously the Pikey can't afford to go to the friggin' boxing match at the friggin' MGM Grand. So the whole audience pitched in to fly the Pikey
mm-hmm.
out to my fight. And of course I did burn down his mom's trailer.
Which was not what you were trying to do.
No!
What you were trying to do was smoke a little DMT. Enter the fucking spirit world. And now you're yes. being punished for just trying to get off, man. Sucks.
And so, yeah, he does. Like, the whole crowd comes in, but mostly it was just him. And he does a double punch. And that is why we were both lying down.
Oh, wow. Well, let me say this. I am happy that you recovered. I'm happy you're back. I'm happy Mike's doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy you settled things out with the Pikey. And I'm happy that you're experimenting with psychedelics.
That was the name of the guy, right? The Pikey?
Well, that wasn't his name. That was the
I know,
type
but that's
of...
what they called him.
Right, right. I don't okay. remember any other name for him.
Yeah, I remember he said, he rocks a little. Right?
He go, yeah, he go, yeah, he punches her. Double punch. So... Welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
An insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names.
And the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
This industry we call showbiz.
So now we've said what the show is and
you
what the name is. And so now you say who you are.
Who are you?
And what you are.
And what's your deal?
And a similar length.
And if you could have it. You know, obviously we have sort of this rehearsed kind of pithy way that we introduce. And if you have that for yourself.
I don't.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I don't.
Son of a...
Let's figure one out.
Yeah, let's get it. Let's boil it down.
You say, hi, welcome to Sona.
Hi.
That'll give us something to do.
Welcome mm-hmm. to Sona.
Movsesian.
And Movsesian. I am...
You don't know your name?
I do. I forgot how to pronounce it for a second.
Movsesian.
So thank you. Movsesian. I'm Sona mm-hmm. Movsesian, and I work for Conan O'Brien.
Welcome to Sona... Right? Welcome to Sona, Movsesian.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'd sing with you, but I'm tone deaf.
Flow Rider?
Yeah. Flow Rider. I like Flow Rider. I don't care yeah. if everybody knows it.
Yeah.
I actually was just listening to him the other day.
We all, yeah.
I went into my Spotify and I searched Flow Rider And then I listened to him for like maybe 45 minutes.
We all pulled in the parking lot at the same time. Everybody had their windows down. We all had different Flo Rida tracks on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sounded bad.
Oh, yeah. You're well, they don't match up. Like that. No, it should be one at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your jam? What's your Flo Rida jam? I'm all about Wild Ones featuring Sia.
Probably Club Can't Even Handle Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's mine too. And Sean knows that and he stole it from me.
That's a good one.
Or Welcome to My House. I could be Welcome to My House.
Okay.
We all know I know it pretty well.
Sona.
Yeah.
What's your deal?
What is my deal? How in depth do you want me to get?
Really?
You're on a podcast now.
Longer the better.
I am on a podcast.
And you're getting like a lot of like famousness.
I don't know about that.
You really put the time in, huh?
A lot of heat.
A lot of heat. Am I beginning? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't pay attention because I feel like it's it would make me very self-conscious.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Really? You don't?
Somebody had to tell
me. It sounds
like
you do a little.
To what? I don't even know what you're talking about. I pay so little attention to it, I actually don't even know what it is.
It sounds like you pay a lot of attention to...
To what?
To me and the podcast I'm on. Let's just say it. To me and the podcast I'm on.
I've never even... So I just get a little... Like, I get an email. No, oh. I just get a little, I don't get obsessed
infatuated,
ever with anything.
You're infatuated with Conan a little bit.
No, I get a little email from Kevin explaining who I'm about to talk to.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Every week. And it's like.
It's this little blurb and it's usually overwritten. Really? Like he does these little clever.
It's copied and pasted. Also, it's plagiarized.
What did you say?
It's fully
about
plagiarized
me?
From
there's
other
nothing
sources.
To say. I'm an assistant. There's really not much.
The fonts
to say
are different. You can tell from all the copying and pasting going on.
It's lazy.
And he said, Sona is an overnight podcast sensation.
Did you really say that?
Yeah.
That's silly.
She set the town on fire, and the downloads are nothing to sneeze at.
Oh!
Which, to me, seems like a downgrade to be like...
Nothing
she's
to
a
sneeze at.
Station to that beat.
My favorite,
nothing to sneeze at.
But my favorite person on our podcast is Matt Gourley, hands down. He's my favorite person out of the three of us. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I like him
and
more
he
than
did
I
our
like
show
myself.
Only as a guest. So yeah. I guess what does that say about
what does that tell you
who your really favorite is? He was on our show in a
wait, what?
Basically like a totally subordinate role, and we were the ones who were being funny.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I actually had to tell him to shut the fuck up at one point.
You did
because
you?
He was so out of line.
Yeah, I get it.
Matt comes in with this attitude of like his you-know-what doesn't stink. And what I realized was unless you alpha dog Matt immediately and let him know that like, hey, I'm actually the host and you're actually whatever you are, you're never going to get a word in edgewise with the guy.
And that is the mistake you made on your show, which is you watch what's happened with Matt, where at the beginning he was like totally silent and not even maybe there.
Didn't even know about him.
Yes.
To now.
And now what's happened?
He's become the mic beast. He's a microphone beast and he gobbles up the mic and he eats all the airtime. And frankly, he's threatening your survival in the industry as a podcast sensation.
Well, I think he's a joy. I don't know. I think he's
a Joy Behar. Remember when she took over?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Joy
took
Behar.
Over what?
Think took
about
over
that.
The fucking View, man.
Think about
it
that.
Became the Joy Behar show.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Did she?
Listen, okay, so this is what's been going on for me lately.
Okay. You seem like there's a lot going on. There's a lot
there
to
is.
Unpack
and
there.
Actually there
Hayes.
Is and actually there is
there's
and
plenty
so,
going on.
Yeah, so this is just one of the tiny the one of the tiniest
one
little
of the
things.
Smaller
I hear the variety man pull up outside my house.
The variety man?
The variety man. Yes.
Get you variety.
He comes out
fresh
the
variety.
He's ringing his bell. Gong, gong. He's an older man.
Extra, extra. Conan O'Brien invents podcast format.
Wait, did he? Did Conan invent podcast?
That's what it said.
That's what it said. To me.
This huge magazine.
Yeah.
One of the biggest, squarest ones.
Yeah.
Says that this guy comes up with the whole podcast.
Oh, my God. That's
and he's on the cover standing up recording the show, doesn't even know how to do a podcast.
No. And he's in a box from what I remember.
Like, it, well, that is a magazine. So let me actually explain something to you.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Yeah. Do you want? You got this?
He is not actually. First of all, it's a flat paper more than a box.
Okay.
But he is not actually inside there.
You could that fold is a it. Picture. Sorry, I don't want. You could fold up the edges and you make could. It at least like a tray.
You could make a okay,
like a deep TV tray.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's that is not him in there, and there he's not in trouble. And he's very safe, and there's no need to try and get him out.
Well, he's also not on the reality show Solitaire.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
No.
Everyone lived in sort of their own cube, and there would be challenges. They would wheel into your cube possibly a bed of nails, or there would be a little window where they would put different gross foods through. And you would have to keep eating the foods that came in or lie in the bed of nails for as long as you want. You have no idea how long the other contestants have been on because you can't see them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember that.
It's a little like doing a podcast.
And that's a great segue because Sean actually did a podcast about reality shows 7 years ago, which was before Conan even stood up to record that podcast.
Before the man sniffed a friggin' studio.
How was anyone doing podcasts before last December when Conan invented them, though?
So this is the thing.
This is what we're pissed about.
So there technically weren't any before Conan came into it.
So this is why we're pissed.
Wait, I don't understand.
And this is why we're so pissed.
Here's the thing I'm fascinated with. You're telling me that my boss, who has a hard time Googling things, invented an entire medium.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast.
What happens when he tries to Google something?
So he's just like, I don't know.
Just bad search term.
Complete sentences.
Kevin actually can't always Google stuff when he has access, when you can see him typing.
Yeah.
His search terms it's are nasty. Not going to get where you want to go.
Yes.
So what were you guys doing before December when we started our podcast? Just talking into a microphone nowhere?
I'm wondering if I'm in some kind of matrix simulation or something.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Where I believed I was doing a podcast the entire time and then Conan fucking red-pilled me.
Yeah, he did. He's an evil genius. One thing you guys need to know about Conan is he's a brilliant, evil genius, and he's really good with technology. And he invents mediums on the side after he's done hosting a TV show. He'll just invent things.
All right. Well, okay. Well, actually, I know a little bit about Conan from my Harvard days. Now, I went to Harvard, obviously, in 19...
Yeah.
I graduated in 1970.
And those were the actual names of the years. It sounds like he is just muttering.
Yeah.
But back then, they hadn't figured
it was a little mushier. The math system was not as organized.
It was a different kind of math.
As Conan hadn't invented
so that's what it says
yet.
On his diploma, yeah.
Okay.
But at the time that I went, I thought that I was doing Lampoon.
Oh.
And that all my cronies and I would get in the castle and just cook up just the wildest, most amusing japes. Anecdotes. Yes.
You were telling me about some of the japes.
The japes were next level insania. The way we would go nuts and crack each other up. And the pranks, quite frankly, where you'd put a cold towel on someone's neck. Things like this that... At the time, we're pretty innovative.
Uh-huh.
10 years later, Conan comes in, invents the lampoon.
Yeah. He invented it.
Imagine how that made me feel.
Red-pilled.
Conan invented a lot of things. He invented the Harvard lampoon. He invented Harvard.
Thank you.
He invented Harvard.
Yeah, the school.
They were going to call it O'Brien University, but he didn't want to seem like a dick, so he called it Harvard. But he invented books that everybody learned about. In Harvard. I'm sorry. He invented Cambridge, the town that Harvard is in.
Where they put
it. In this order?
Yeah.
First, the Harvard Lampoon, then Harvard, then books.
So what happens to him, it seems like a lot of times.
A town.
As he invents something, and then he goes, this doesn't make any sense. I have no context for this. Like, he invents the Harvard Lampoon, and he goes like, wait, the what Lampoon? Shit, I got to go back and invent Harvard.
And then he discovered the United States of America. Intact. Hmm. When he first discovered it, all 50 states were there. And then
it
was fully intact. Conan did that. Mm-hmm. And then he invented television. And then Variety had a cover story about him inventing all podcasts. Of these things. And then podcasts. Yeah.
So
Conan just invents a lot of stuff.
Do you think he would be willing to invent a successful version of this show?
So this is what everyone's telling me. Conan is going to show up and everyone is going to like hear about podcasts from Conan doing this. Mm. And the tide will just rise and rise.
And lift all the boats, even the little dinghy you find yourself paddling away in right now.
So podcasts existed, but then they weren't. Nobody listened to them?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, yes. And then Conan came along. And then people were like, I should listen to podcasts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He legitimized us.
Yes.
He legitimized you guys. Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't know that.
So we're excited for that to happen. We're excited the Conan effect to reach us.
Yeah.
My question is, he must be getting bored by this point. Mm-hmm. How do we keep him doing this?
Engaged.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no idea. How do you keep him engaged?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I can feel the clock running out on the show. It's taking on water.
Just on the latest show flight or on fancy. The podcast? Or wait, what do you mean? On the podcast?
On the podcast.
On the show, which is the media.
He's already doing the Dana Carvey thing, which is already trying to mix it up. We're doing the same thing we've been doing.
Yeah.
For
and you guys should stick with it.
For years.
And then why is that a laugh line for you? I did. You said it, and
it's one of
your
biggest laughs.
Stick with it. No, it's
one of the biggest laughs.
It's great. We should stick with it. It's so great. You should stick with it.
Were you remembering something funny that
I was? I remembered something right when I said that.
What was
I remembered
it?
Something
like a lot
really
of
funny.
What was it?
I remembered a little poodle wearing a skirt chasing a ball, and it made me laugh.
Okay, that could have been a good Conan late night. The original Conan show
poodle
character.
Wearing a skirt.
The original Conan.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's extra crispy.
And why is that?
I'm having a good time. Because you said original Conan,
like
original, KFC chicken. And then I made a joke that he's extra tasty crispy now, which is a different version of the chicken at KFC. And then I made myself laugh.
Is Conan the next Colonel?
He invented the
Colonel. Could be huge. How do people, what's the booking process? How's that go?
We have bookers and then they book. We have
Is it the same ones we have?
No, not at all. No, we have bookers who work on our show. Can I say their names? Give them a nice little shout out.
Sure.
There's Paula Davis, who's a delight. There's Gina Batista,
and that email
who's
is
a delight.
What?
Paula Davis,
and
is that Paula D?
And there's Britt Kahn, who's a delight. And the three of them book
What's
people
the naming
for
convention for the emails? Is it first initial, last name? Just first name?
Oh, I will absolutely. I almost answered that question, and I realized, no. There are some people.
Okay, well, we have yours, so we can probably, back.
Yeah, you really can.
Trace it back from that.
You sort of blew by my question, which actually was pretty funny. When you said Paula Davis, I asked if that was Pauly D, DJ Pauly D.
You asked if DJ Pauly D books on our show?
Paula Davis.
It's Paula.
Pauly D.
I should start calling
Pauly,
her Pauly D.
Pauly's birth certificate doesn't say Pauly.
Fun fact about the Jersey Shore is, I want to say about 6 months ago, I binged all of it.
This is the tea.
Yeah, I binged. I watched.
This is what the tea is.
I watched one or two episodes when I was traveling for work in my hotel room, and I thought to myself, I got to get back in this.
And I'm sipping the tea.
And I binged so much Jersey Shore.
This is what sipping
in the span of maybe 4 days. Jeez. And I think I was on hiatus. And I did nothing.
Lives for drama and is serving the tea.
I binged the shit out of that show. And I would do it again.
Thank you for the tea.
I had already seen it. I just rewatched it.
My tea.
There you go.
So you're assisting Conan.
Yes. Yes.
So you have a pretty good idea of his schedule.
Yeah, I do.
You'd know, for
instance.
What's
he doing tomorrow?
Yeah, what are you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow he's probably going to be inventing something. I don't know what, but.
It says that?
Yeah, it
inventing.
Says. There's a time on Sundays between.
Don't forget, you're supposed to be inventing
between
something
between 10 a.m. and 12:30 when he just sits down on a stool and just invents something really amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm interested more in the mundane tasks that he takes part in, places where I could hopefully, with some kind of Brett-assisted Zoom recorder setup, zip in and pose as like his barista at his favorite coffee spot and get little snippets of him recorded until ultimately, after I would say about 6 months of doing this, I could hopefully piece together a guest appearance of him on the episode.
That's nice.
I mean, it would take a lot of writing on our part because we'd probably only be getting like half-calf latte, soy mocha, amachina. Hey, whatever happened to a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
And he'd do him doing one of those bits that he probably does when he goes to get coffee. And then we have to somehow set up a conversation around that.
Right.
And I guess if someone were to help schedule something like that, let me think. Harry's ad worth about $70 on this show. Someone could possibly get a little piece of that advertising money.
Oh, you're.
And sometimes
you're
we
bribing.
Have more than one ad.
Okay.
We're being paid for a service. Is not necessarily a bribe.
Okay.
Okay. So working and getting paid for, like, doing a good job is a bribe now? Okay. Then I guess I've been.
Oh, okay.
You want me to give you the whereabouts?
I guess, are teachers being bribed to educate our youth?
Oh, okay.
I suppose if that's how you want to see it. I think we should bribe them more personally, but you're against the entire system.
Here's what I'll say about that excellent idea, because it is really, it's a really good idea.
Pretty smart.
Conan doesn't have like a usual sort of routine,
which is why we need you.
But he spends a lot of time with his wife and kids.
So that's the way in.
That is the weak
point. If you can disguise yourself,
be friends with a kid
as his wife or one of his children.
How old are his kids by my age?
Diabolical.
His children are 13 and 15.
Around my age, okay.
Yeah, they're like a couple of years younger than you. But yeah,
but I've got a young face. If I shave,
you do.
I can see that. Yeah.
I actually can see that.
This guy, Tom Holland range, you know? He could, sure, you could put him in a workplace comedy, but you can also send him back to middle school.
I'll sell it. I'll sell middle school, totally.
Do it. Show her, do it.
Middle school.
Show her, do it. Give him something, you know, give him, like.
Show me. Shave your beard.
Well, he needs a prompt.
Oh.
Yeah, hit me with something.
I thought you meant show me, like.
Hit me with something.
Well, he needs a, no.
Prompt me, though.
Yeah.
Wait, what are we doing?
You have to prompt him. Me.
Prompt him for what? We're in high school or junior high?
Middle school.
Okay. Hey, Sean, how's your puberty going?
Teacher, don't ask me that.
Whoa.
That was really good.
Yeah.
And I sort of understand what your teacher thing now. Why you don't think teachers should be paid any money is because they were asking you how your puberty was going.
How's your puberty going?
Which, if a teacher does ask me that, really, if anyone
certain
asks me
teachers,
that,
the puberty teacher,
there is supposed to be class. Yes, there
how's
is probably a gym
puberty?
Teacher or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
how's your puberty going?
How's that puberty?
That is this what we do on Conan's show?
Yeah, Conan would ask you about your puberty.
Jesus, man. He'd probably get it out of me too.
Wait, did What's you up, say dude? What you guys?
How did you when you did that scene? How did you not have a beard? Yeah. And then now you have it again.
So much of life is an illusion, Brett.
She likes Brett, but she didn't like the DJ Pauly D line, for example, got nothing.
It didn't.
I thought that could have been Paula Deen.
Yeah,
that's what I thought we were gonna that we were gonna maybe get that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything in particular Paula Deen's famous for?
I'm confused. Did you guys want to be on Conan's show, or did you want him to be on your show?
What? Huh?
Okay.
Who?
All right.
Are you serious?
I don't know. I could help you.
Okay.
So, well, and by help you, I mean do nothing.
We got her. Help me? I don't know. It'd have to be pretty good for me to even listen.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription and the other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So we could be friends with the kids. We could disguise ourselves as his wife, your diabolical suggestion.
Right.
Where are we shopping? How do we do that?
What's that? What do you mean?
Where are we shopping?
Well, Liza's really pretty and she's really nice.
Okay. Check.
Yep. Got it.
You know, I don't know. Just make yourself a really lovely woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we are like sitting on top of each other. How do we, if one of us is sitting on the other one's shoulders.
No, that's not how you do it. You have to take her out. You have to take Liza out.
I know.
Not kill her. Hold on. Not kill her. I meant take her out in the like non-mob sense. Like take her out, like take her out for, yeah, take her out dancing.
Take her out dancing. In a disguise as her.
No, what are you talking about, Hayes? That
hurry,
doesn't know
Liza,
what I'm saying.
You.
Brett,
you
am need, I crazy?
No, Hayes,
yes, that's
hold
right.
On.
No,
you
Sean,
need to
no,
remove.
His idea is better.
Liza, it's me, you from the future.
Okay.
You're in great danger.
Like when Captain, did you see Captain America fight each other? Did
have you
see
that?
That?
No. Are you talking to me? Hold on.
He knows if I've seen it.
And that
have
is
I seen
normally
Captain
Kevin's
America
job.
Fight each other?
Fight each other.
Kevin's
no,
looking
I don't
ahead
know.
To the
I
next CBB tour, and so that means we pour our own water around here now.
Hey, guys. Chef Kevin here.
Hey, Chef Kevin.
Do you guys want to talk about when you last spoke to Conan? Or is that something we probably don't want to address?
Fucking...
What happened? Please tell me. Did he make fun of you?
What happened? Oh,
tell
we saw him in
said.
The waiting area.
Yeah, we saw him in the waiting area. Our friend Kumail was there.
But someone suggested, like, Conan, you should do their podcast.
And did he laugh?
Yes.
Or was he like, yeah, that sounds great, and then gave you my info?
No, he said no.
He said no. Well, he said someone said you should do it, and he went... Oh, yeah, that sounds really cool. And then he turned and he said, I'm never going to do that. And also, Adam Sachs was, like, doing this, like, hand in front of the neck, like, just, like, kill it. Like, change the subject. Like, do not even talk about your show.
It.
He's going to get pissed.
You saw it.
Mm-hmm. He was doing it to me.
You saw him doing it.
He was doing it to me, like, fucking don't ask him about that.
I took it to mean stop doing your podcast.
Yeah.
Just cut out.
We're asking Conan to do your podcast.
No, we were not. If you listen to the story,
I didn't ask
we don't care. I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who Conan is.
Now I do.
Yeah, now you just
I read that email.
Yeah.
He's an overnight podcast sensation as well.
Yeah. And the downloads are nothing to sneeze at.
Okay, nice so this is the idea.
Sure.
We say, Conan's wife, Liza, I'm you.
I'm you. Get
hurry.
Over here.
Oh, my God. You
hurry.
Guys are so bad.
Jump on our shoulders.
Yeah, get it. Yeah, get
let's
on
go
the,
dancing.
Ugh. I can't.
Then we're three people talking.
I can't stand people who don't know how to properly commit a crime. Here's what you do. You have to find a way to remove her from the situation. Like, say, oh, my God, you have to come here to this location. Remove her from there. Doppelganger
in
goes
what location
in.
Is?
I don't know. You have to figure that out. I can't do everything
you don't know
for
where,
you, Hayes.
How do you not know where these people Shut are? Up.
I'm about to properly commit the crime of blackmail.
Okay.
How about you get Conan on our show, and in exchange, I don't play him this episode where you suggested taking out his wife.
I am trying.
As the best way to get to
I
him.
Said don't take her out in the mob sense. I meant take her out like for a good time. Like to a
well, that's
like,
not how it's going
to
sound when I'm done editing this thing.
You asshole. It's fine. It's fine. I'm not scared.
What do we say happened in the future?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We're from a version of the future. Well, then it's actually...
She probably think we are Loki. Honestly, she will probably think we're Loki, which is what Captain America thought.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. We're from a version of the future. If she ended up looking like us in the future, then something pretty bad happened.
Yeah.
So we
no,
you would
say,
probably want to
I didn't say
stop.
Yeah. As I'm saying yeah because she's a beautiful woman and you guys are not. I feel like the two of you as women...
You're baiting me into my catchphrase, and I'm not going to give you the satisfaction.
Okay. Nice to meet a fan.
You just, I don't know.
She would probably want to stop
makeup.
Whatever timeline made her be, first of all, so tall.
Mm.
Second of all, probably clearly two people.
Yes.
The way I picture this going.
Yeah, split in half at the waist.
Yeah.
Both of you are going to disguise yourselves as Conan's wife. Is that the plan?
No, we'll be on each other's shoulders. We've been over this so many times.
I can't handle this. I can't. I need to go.
This is so obvious. And what? You're starting to sound like Matt Gourley.
I need to give this box of Kleenex to someone who needs them.
Okay, so now we've also found another Conan weakness.
We need to.
Yeah. How's your puberty going?
So if we could, here's what we do. We pose as the Kleenex delivery man. What's the text code that you get when Conan eats, by the way, an entire box of Kleenex?
An entire box of Kleenex. I am going to drive this over to his house afterwards because he said he needed some Kleenex.
Mm.
What's the code?
Yeah, or does he just say, like, does he say
he
it?
He just right texts Kleenex, or me and all he says is Kleenex.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that he just needs an entire box. He probably has a cold or something.
Oh, very interesting code. Ooh, yeah. That code is almost uncrackable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You've given me the key.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Robert Langdon.
Mm.
What are the children, like, what could we use to befriend these kids? I'm on that as well.
You want to befriend the kids?
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the plan? You're going to befriend the kids, and then you get to Conan, like, because you're... Hold on. Let me see what the plan is.
We need to ultimately get into a sleepover situation.
Friends with Conan's kids, mm-hmm. and then you're going to go to his house.
Sleep over the house.
And you two are clearly much older than the children. And you're going to go to their house to sleep over?
Well, first, the sleepover will be scheduled for my birthday party, 13. I'll be inviting them, but my house is getting fumigated. Does mm-hmm. anyone else have a house big enough to fit this whole party?
Right.
Maybe one of my closest friends, Conan's kids.
Yeah.
Then everyone else accidentally canceled. Oh, that sucks. I'm the only, you know, other one there. Then I'm in there. Hayes is there too. Mm-hmm. He could be like my brother.
No.
Oh, you wouldn't invite your brother to
your sleepover
birthday party. I could be a new kid. Who his mom is making him invite.
Yeah. Okay. So then you guys also have to enroll in their schools?
Yeah, that
Brett's going to
take
care of that.
Like, how far are we going to take this con?
Brett's got that handled.
You're going to enroll in their schools, become friends with them, or are you just going to come up to them on the street and be like, hey, want to be friends?
Brett's the master hacker who hacked Jack's Twitter account.
Who's Jack? Jack the Twitter guy?
Jack Dorsey.
Yeah, Jack.
Oh, did you really hack it?
My name's not Brett. That's Brett there.
Brett's an engineer.
Yeah. Did you hack
it? I'm like the Sona of this podcast.
He didn't post all the stuff. He gave the account to someone else, but he is the one who actually was able to hack in.
Yeah.
He's sort of like Robert Langdon.
Alter ego Brett Sperminate.
I got my start with Tom from MySpace, hacked him. Ended that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'm after Twitter now.
You're next, Zuckerberg.
Brett's
shit crashes. What am I doing wrong?
You know, I set up the sound system for Conan's show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Same board you guys use.
Why'd you say you know?
Because I've met Brett many times.
But he was like sort of looking at all of us. And
but you thought his was that. Brett.
I know, I got confused. I didn't know you
I've
said Brett.
I've never had anyone call out the you know.
I know Hayes. I knew Hayes from a long time ago. I knew Brett from a long time ago.
You said Brett.
I didn't know you said Brett. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
Yeah. What's another way to say that?
I didn't know you said Brett.
I wasn't listening.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, yes. Oh, I was not listening. There's a lot here. I'm not kidding. I have this gift, some would say. Where if there's a lot of nonsense, I fucking zone out.
Conan teach you that?
Yes, I did it from working for Conan for a long time. I zone out. I focus like on the signatures on this table. I focus on other things and then I'll get back in there. So yeah, I was not listening.
What room is this sleepover going to be in probably?
There are many times throughout this whole interview so far where I have completely zoned out.
What room Are we doing a sleepover? And is there like a playroom?
I don't know. I don't know the specifics of the
sleepover. Got like a finished basement type situation?
I don't know. But I do know that two grown men going with their young children and saying that they're coming over for a sleepover would be problematic.
But we wouldn't be grown men when we're doing it. We would have disappeared chameleon-like into our roles as young boys.
And also, it's 2019. I don't think I would want to be on record saying that teens can't have a sleepover with two of their friends who are adult bed.
Oh.
I personally, I would not want to be saying like, oh, this is not like
this
normal
is okay.
behavior.
This is not okay. Yeah.
It's good to keep an open mind.
There's no normal. You ever see Angus, the movie Angus?
No, I don't even know. Do I know what that is?
It's like this movie. Anyway,
okay.
The main kid has like sort of a dramatic speech towards the end of the movie.
Is he a little stocky?
Yeah.
Okay.
And basically the...
And again, I wouldn't want to be going around saying that in 2019. And Brett's on board.
Yeah. And I had to
saying
confirm
what?
You
it.
Can't say, you can't say that word.
Stocky?
Yeah.
Why?
It's just a little old fashioned.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, and when I said yeah, I assumed you meant tall. He's like beanstalky.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But he basically in like the climax of the film is like, there is no normal. And I think he says a swear word in it too.
And normal Ooh. People actually worry me.
Yeah.
And then the Rivers song came on.
Which one?
Is that the one where Rivers Cuomo had a song?
I bet.
Soundtrack? Yeah.
I remember this movie. I don't remember like the plot of it.
Oh, Vanderbeek's in it.
Oh, cool. That's great. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Dawson. Is that what you meant?
He wasn't yet.
This is pre-Dawson?
At the time, it's pre-Dawson. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, Angus kind of tells you, like, hey, there is no normal. And you would do well to remember that, so no.
I'm sorry. You're right. You taught me a really important lesson today, Sean. I really appreciate it. I came here.
Do you have anything you want to say on record about adult men having sleepovers?
You know, I thought adult men having sleepovers with young children was problematic. And now Sean and Hayes.
And by the way, of the for, Hollywood personal Handbook gain, podcast for personal gain,
have tried to make me rethink my position.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they've succeeded, but let's just say they have tried to make me rethink my position. How's that?
This is a big thing that we are sort of working on is the like accepting podcasters doing things for career reasons, that being a more accepted norm in society than it currently is, something that people like now sort of like look down on.
Look down on podcasts?
Yeah, just like people trying to be more successful at having a podcast.
You think that's a bad thing or that's a good thing? I forgot. I didn't pay attention to what you were saying.
I don't think it's a bit good or bad thing. I think it's just like something that people need to like accept. This is part of society now.
Right?
What is the room where the sleepover happens?
Oh, wait, are we still on the sleepover thing? Or are you talking about podcasts in a general sense?
It's all part of the same thing. Yep. Where does the sleepover
You're
occur?
You're talking about
what room?
Two grown men going to a sleepover with children.
We're literally talking about a room. Just a room in Conan's house where you might do a sleepover.
Does he have a fun room?
A fun room?
Yeah.
Yeah,
a romper room.
Some families call it the great room. This is how you know Brett grew up really rich.
Brett, this is your fun room and the rest of the house is a goddamn museum.
Did you have heated floors?
No.
I think that if I was really, really rich, room. I would want heated floors throughout the entire house.
Let me guess.
That would be my thing.
I would like cooled floors.
Oh, no, I'd want them.
I get hot
I'd
feet.
Want them heated.
Dare to dream in Los Angeles of heated floors.
Yeah.
Why?
Here's Those a guess in Brett's house as well. The living room. Kids aren't going in there, right?
No, never. We have our own side entrance to the fun room.
Mm-hmm.
Fun room. What's in the fun room? What's in there, though? A ping pong table?
Yeah, but like a giant ping pong table like where you use like rackets to hit the ball.
You put on a suit that makes you a paddle And then the ball is like, it's like the size of like a small car.
What?
Did you have a fun room?
You got a fun room, bro?
No, just heated floors at the lake house.
She likes Kevin too.
Yeah, so it's
these
nice.
Guys are
like
scoring
the big,
points.
The big keyboard, you know, that you jump on.
The big
and play,
keyboard.
Yeah,
from Big.
You know what with Brett and Kevin?
It's both a big keyboard and the keyboard in Big. What happened?
I'm just saying, you know what it is with Brett and Kevin, why they score so hard? They reach for the salt. They never reach for the laugh.
Right.
We would do well to remember that lesson.
Expand on that.
Well, it's a famous old theater story that Aaron Sorkin put in a couple shows. There's previews for a big play, and the actors are doing a scene, and there's a sort of a tense argument moment in the play, and then there's a moment right afterwards where the actor reaches for the salt on the table and the audience goes nuts. What a funny moment. Just a good physical comedy bit. The following night, same scene happens. As the actor's hand goes out for the salt, it's crickets out there.
I'm zoning
the audience
out.
Doesn't
I'm
do
so
a
sorry.
Thing.
I was not paying attention. To
afterwards,
you
he goes,
would, you
what
would actually do well to listen to
happened?
This.
Why did the audience not react? And they said, well, yesterday, you reached for the salt, but tonight, you reached for the laugh, and that's the whole story.
Is that over? Is it over? Is it over? Is it done?
It's done, and you would do well.
Yeah. To have not zoned out, because too late.
What segments is Conan doing on his show?
Yeah, what are we doing?
What do you mean? What segments? When?
You have to have segmentation.
You guys keep saying show. He has an actual TV show, and he has a podcast. So when you say show, I have no idea which one you're talking about.
Okay, that's weird.
Oh, is it? Is it weird? Sean, you know your two first names is the name of an actor.
Okay,
Sean Hayes. How many people have pointed that out?
Okay, and that is actually the funniest shit I ever heard.
That's the salt.
You two should have and Sean Hayes on this podcast.
That is Jesus. Busting me up.
Are you the fucking Pikey? Because you just delivered a knockout punch.
He would remember both of your names easily. That's all I'm saying. Sean Hayes.
Does he do segments on his podcast?
Sean and Hayes. Okay. Does he do segments?
Yeah.
Well, clearly you're a fan. Yeah, he does.
I've listened to it. He's going. Yeah. We're buddies, right?
Well, usually the format of the show is we intro someone, we interview someone, and then Conan, Matt, and I just talk at the end of it.
Oh, interesting.
It's
sort of a. Like a real, this is like upending the form a little bit.
We really revolutionized everything.
So you introduce someone.
One thought of things before we did them.
Then an interview.
And then
segment.
He invented something, a medium, a podcast, if you will,
that I set up
where we could use this format. And it has just changed the entire world.
Hmm. When did you first realize you were funny?
I don't think I'm funny. I really don't think I'm funny.
When
we
I'm an
laughing
assistant.
At that thing that you just said.
I like myself. I laugh at the things that I say. I just don't think I'm funny. I actually think I'm a riot. Like, I think I'm funny, but I don't know if other people think that. And it's fine if they don't. I'm okay
Good
with it.
Good spot to be in.
It is. I'm fine with it.
You're your own favorite comic.
I love the things I say sometimes. I really enjoy me a lot. Like, I could just listen to me talk for hours, just talk.
Well, then you should have a podcast.
Yeah, you should have your own podcast.
Nah.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
No, it's too much work. I'd rather not.
I like that rumor that doing a podcast is too much work.
It's too much work.
Wouldn't mind that getting out there.
Does Conan feel that way?
Does he think it's too much work?
He's looking to hang it up.
I don't think Conan would do anything. Just kind of chill. Does that make sense? Like, when he does something, he has to like really do it. So when he does a podcast, he puts work into, you know, he
finding
really,
like sort of niche guests that like people might not, that he can sort of break.
Right. Like a young upstart author named Michelle Obama, for instance.
Okay.
Who no one had heard of before she was on Conan's podcast.
I heard he had this guy on, this Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Ooh, I went to that.
Man, this cat was wild.
Yeah. I think he's gonna go far, Adam.
What does that mean, you went to that, Brett?
I was there at that interview.
Did you help?
Yeah, I helped.
Were you supposed to be there?
You engineered it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just there making everyone feel comfortable, making sure Adam felt comfortable.
I was there sitting, not saying anything, which is how most of the interviews are. So,
but you give a look every now and then.
Why wasn't I on the cover?
I look.
What kind of dancing would Conan's wife like to do?
I don't know. I have no idea. I've never
talked to her. Have you met these people before? You don't know what he's inventing tomorrow. You don't know what kind of dancing she likes. You don't know where the kids are going to have a sleepover.
Intimate questions that I have never, in the 10 years I have that I've worked for Conan, I've never asked Conan's wife what kind of dancing
or is
she
it
likes.
You that you zone out? Never
what kind
she's
of
talking about.
Like?
Yeah, is it a lot of nonsense so you zone out?
Who has an answer to that question? What kind of dancing
she's opening
do you
up
like?
To you.
But yeah. What kind of dancing do you like?
Swing dancing.
Yeah, you swing dance. Oh, yeah. You do.
Step, yeah. Rock,
do
step.
Do you have a partner? Step, rock, step. You have a partner you flip around and shit?
Yeah,
do you?
Hell yeah, I do. Yeah. His name's Hayes Davenport. He's my best fucking friend.
You should watch them. You should watch them.
So you two go swing dancing together and just out on the town.
We swing each other around. Yes. Stray Cats.
And I'll play Brian Setzer. Yeah.
Big.
The Daddy.
Voodoo. Daddy.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah, it's cool as shit.
You two are really cool.
Yeah, no kidding. We're money.
If there's anything I learned today.
We're so money.
Is that you two are really cool people. You two are like just the, you know, BMOCs,
why
the big men on campus.
Why are you so pissed at me? I came in here thinking I was going to make a new friend
today.
Are
you kidding? I love this dynamic. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what has been happening, but I'm loving whatever's going on. And I'm all kind of fingering my microphone.
Yeah. Ugh. She's like looking for a hole in the mic.
I'm touching these these ports.
There's little ports. She's sort of.
Do you see me touching it like a? Freak?
You want to be a USB cable?
Yeah,
that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. That's okay. It's 2019.
Hey, it's 2019. You want to be a USB cable? You want to have an adult kid sleepover? There is no normal, man.
No.
It's like Angus told us.
Yeah, Angus.
What's one more, just to get us out, one more thing we can do to get into Conan's life and get on the show, get him on our show?
What you can do, and this is serious advice that I'm giving you.
Okay.
You two can become really, really famous and successful.
And that.
And that is the biggest laugh since she told us we should stick with the show. Two huge laughs. One was you should keep doing this show. Two was you guys should become famous and successful.
You two, the quickest way to get on it, just become really successful and famous.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can just invite you on.
That's podcasting.
There you go.
What if we went viral? Again.
When was the first time?
Hayes,
the first time we went viral.
Jeez,
We're now looking back at 2000.
Taking me back.
You're having trouble remembering it. If you went viral one time and you have trouble remembering it,
it was one of the early videos, and we were sort of explaining how dance had evolved over the years. But our version, this is how, like, we got into swing.
Yeah.
And then could not stop swinging.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so we didn't, there's a lot of years that were sort of left out
Yeah. It's sort
of, because you can see us get to swing and be like, what are we, like, why stop doing this?
Yeah, in each consecutive arrow, we just go like, dancing in the 60s and 70s might have gone a little something like this. Step, rock, step.
Yeah. It's cool.
Spin.
And we went viral.
Yeah.
But you somehow want more than that.
So you guys were just discussing dance. Or were you dancing in this viral video?
We were demonstrating
the
evolution.
Swinging each other.
Of dance.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah, then maybe that's enough.
And Hayes is a Star Wars kid.
Yeah, I'm Star Wars kid.
Yeah, he's a Star Wars kid.
And you bit his finger.
Not on camera, but yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now we both been to the dentist. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you were dressed up as a panda and you sneezed.
Yeah.
And
Numa Numa.
Numa Numa.
Oh. Gangnam Style.
You did Gangnam Style.
Not on camera, but yes.
Not on camera, but yeah.
And we so should, now
we should be recording people ourselves.
This is
Numa,
actually
Numa.
This is like, this generation has to like be record everything they do.
Yeah.
Has to be on camera and broadcast to the world. Mm-hmm. You can't just do Gangnam Style in your just for yourself anymore.
No,
it has to be.
You can't just
like, oh, look at me do Gangnam Style.
You can't just go poke fun at the Suicide Forest.
Oh, right? Wow.
It's got to be content. Wow.
Oh. Jesus Christ. Oh God. Oh my God.
I'm looking for anything to cut through your filter, Soda.
I know it's there. It's just interesting that you would put that much money into the production quality of Gangnam Style and then not record it. So you were just doing it in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The entire thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually for us.
All right.
Mm-hmm. The art is actually for us.
And you flew to South Korea to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
In so our much house. Money.
We don't want to make fun of this entire neighborhood of Gangnam in a way that like they would be upset.
Yeah.
No, it's observations that we've made. It's things that we think are fun to sing about, mm-hmm. but also obviously people are sensitive, and I think you can say whatever you want, mean what you say what you mean, but don't say it mean.
That's good.
Who's the next guest on Conan's show?
I don't know. I honestly do not know.
This shit is wild.
We are on hiatus at the moment.
This is what I'm
saying.
We
are taking a break.
So bored.
We were on a break.
And I don't know who's going to start off the second season. And so I can't just say who we're interviewing. I'm sorry. I won't do it. I can't do it.
You know what you say when I took a break on my podcast?
What's happening?
Let me, if you would interrupt me, you know what when you say.
Someone needs
when
to interrupt
when you,
you
say, if you would let me
maybe
speak.
We think about the sentence, complete it,
do
and then
you
speak
know
it.
What I say when I, when you oh, say.
God, you're messing up so much.
Oh, man.
Take hold a on. Break.
Sona?
When you say take a break on my podcast, I say, what is that? I've never heard of that.
Taking a break?
Never done that. Before.
Uh-huh.
You never guys, had a break.
You guys just keep going.
Every time.
Just forever?
Yes, every time. We are on season one.
How many episodes?
Kevin?
Obviously not more than 36, because that's... It didn't
36
exist
before and out.
Conan.
36 episodes. That's you.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a break.
Big yawn.
Oh, you take a break. Collect ourselves.
36 episodes.
306.
Oh,
so yeah, when you add a zero 306. In the middle.
And then, yeah, go
add
ahead.
A zero in the middle and see what happens.
Drop a zero in the middle.
Oh
so maybe it wasn't so funny when
see
you said we should
happens.
Keep doing this because we obviously can't stop. We have some sort of disease.
You do.
And this
Jeez.
Is, and you, do I seem tired to you? Picture me rolling.
I don't know. You had trouble speaking 2 seconds ago. So
yeah,
maybe
from being
we need
so excited to
break.
Do my podcast.
Shut up.
Maybe it's time
you
for
you talk
a
to
break.
Me however you want. You treat me like trash if you want, and I hope that you do. But you make fun of my friend and the way he talks, my friend Hayes.
Yeah.
You're going to get swing dancing in next week.
Yeah. Wait, is that... What were you trying to... Are you trying to threaten
we
me?
Do it late. It's, well, it depends on what you consider to be the beginning and end of the week. So it's Saturday.
It's Saturday.
Into Sunday morning.
Yes. Okay.
Oh. I'm going to take you on such a big swing dancing excursion.
Oh, what a threat.
That by the time we're finished, it's going to be next week.
Oh, okay.
And you'll be really tired and you'll be addicted to the rhythm.
Oh. Jump jiving and wailing.
Oh, yeah. You and me and Hayes makes three tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
What else is anything you like to plug?
No.
Okay, bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.